Hey everybody, welcome to episode 24 of Declutter Me.
Hi Shrek.
Hey Shalina, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm good. Did you enjoy the podcast forum last week?
It was interesting. It was good to see other podcasters and to see how it's growing in the region.
So that was a good way to celebrate International Podcast Day on the 30th of September.
Exactly, yeah.
And thank you to all our listeners for listening in each week and supporting us. That's amazing.
Yeah, and helping us to grow as much as we're growing right now, which is great.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about mobile phones.
This seems like something up my alley, finally.
Yeah, it's something you can talk about and you can tell me how you declutter your mobile phones. It's a serious problem because, you know, since the 90s, we've had mobile phones. Some, you know, for a while, I think even now, actually, some of us have two phones. Do you have two phones that you use?
It's going to sound very, like, pro-decluttering, but I can't stand the thought. Yeah, oh my God, it just drives me crazy. I completely understand why people have two phones and why they like to separate a work number from a home number or personal number. I completely get it, but I just, the thought of having two phones, like the mental space needed to make sure they're both charged and up and running, and like, it's just a pain. But no, so I don't have two phones. I'm sure everybody's very excited that Apple has finally got a dual SIM phone, but
they do.
Yeah, the XS, it has a dual SIM option.
So what happens is that you have millions of phones, and every time a new phone, Apple phone or a Samsung phone or whatever phone comes out, they have to buy the new one and discard the old one, even though the old one will be fine. So what do you do with those phones? So people usually just keep those phones in a drawer. And there's the whole concern about security on the phones, you know, that there's pictures in there, there's data, everything. So what I would recommend for everybody moving forward, when you get a new phone and you stop using your old phone, first plug that phone into your computer. Get all the photos out of that phone, remove all the data, because you need to back up everything anyway because you're transferring it to your new phone, unless it's on the iCloud. But whatever way you do it, make sure you have a backup and everything is saved on the cloud, and then restore the factory settings on that old phone so that you have that peace of mind that it's all gone from that phone and that you can then discard it or give it away to someone, workers or your maids, or sell it.
I think a lot of people just think it's too much work. Yeah. And so they just don't go through the process. I mean, I know tons of people, actually mostly family and stuff, they just circulate in the family. So it's like a tradition, you know, like my cousin will get the new phone and then his wife or his kid or his parents or somebody will get the old one, and then they just keep circulating, or someone else gets a new one and somebody else is looking to upgrade, and they just, which at least is a little bit better than just, you know, sitting, A, having it sit in a drawer, and B, worse, throwing it away, because, you know, this stuff can be recycled.
Yeah. And that does work when it's like only a few generations old phone. Like I used to do that to my mum, but now my mum has a newer phone than I do. But then what about the older phones? The old Nokias, the Ericssons, the Motorolas.
So this is where you involve companies.
So what happens is that I will go around the house and end up finding about 20, 30 phones, and we accumulate them all together. And then there's a company here in the UAE that will destroy the phones. They'll destroy the hard drives, even on the computers, your laptops, your iPads, everything. And then they recycle the parts. So all the metal parts, they recycle it and use it, you know, they can use it again. And they've made sure that they destroyed the main body of it, like the chips and the drive.
There are also companies here that do this with businesses. So if you're managing a business, if you're managing the technology for a business or whatever, you've got, you know, you've done like this sort of refresh cycle after like 2 or 3 years where they refresh everybody's devices and stuff like that or whatever, or just upgrading phones. They take the devices and they donate them to like schools and stuff here, other countries, so that they can reuse the device. Like, as long as it's functional, they'll take it, which I think is huge. And then we've got shops here like recycling awareness. I mean, a lot of it has to do with plastics and stuff like that. But so we have shops like Sharaf and others. Like they have donation boxes. Like if you have an old device, even if it's not working, doesn't matter. Drop it in the box, and they will, you know, they'll go through it. They'll figure it out. They'll deal with it. So that's another option as well.
And then, of course, then now Apple has the
it's their recycle program.
Like, yeah, and you can get money back, or you get credit to buy a new phone.
Yeah, so it's both. Apple has a sort of a give back kind of program, which includes recycling. So if your device is within a few generations, then they have a, depending on how usable it is, they have a dollar value attached to it that they give back to you, which you can apply towards a new device in the store. But if it is a non-functional device or it's a really, really old one, they will still take it and recycle it. And Apple has set up recycling plants where they actually dismantle the phones. I'll link it in the show notes. They have this really fun video. I think they've changed the name of the robot now, but it used to be a... They had a male name for him. Now it's female, I think, in the newest edition. But it's basically a robot that can automate dismantling iPhones. Like the screen, the parts, the metal, the screws... and all of it, and then they wherever they can, they try and reuse some of those parts. So that's why some of their packaging, some of their devices, like they reuse the screws, the parts, and other things as well. And then they also have and I think a lot of vendors do this now, where they have what they call the refurbished devices. So devices that are donated back to them, a full working condition. You know, they'll put in a new battery, they'll put in a new, for example, a new keyboard in there or whatever. And but then the rest of the internals are the same. Again, just part of the reusing process. So always good to just, and this is true. I mean, we're talking smartphones today primarily, but this is also true for computers, for iPads, for tablets. We've reached this consumer culture where we're just discarding constantly, and it's something that, like, you know, just take a minute and look at it. And there's so much, a lot of companies are putting in a lot of effort to try and recycle it. It's also up to us to actually give them the device so that they can do something with these facilities. And so I think it's really important.
Yeah, and I think the key aspect is that people are keeping the stuff just because they know that there might be data in there, or they're scared for security purposes. But find the charger, charge the phone up, get everything out of that device if you can. And if you can't, use an IT guy who can access these phones. There are people that are good at this kind of stuff.
Yeah, even companies like Apple and Google and stuff are trying to make it as easy as possible to sync your stuff to the cloud, to keep backups of your photos and stuff. I mean, honestly, when I switched my phone last year, like, I didn't have to do any of that. I just switched the new phone, downloaded everything there. Yeah. I wiped my old phone clean and then had it off. Like, it was a very, very, very simple process, and it can be simple. And if you feel like it's overwhelming, and if you feel like that, like, talk to somebody where there are tons of people, both like formally in shops and things like that, but even your friends. I mean, there's always a tech guy somewhere in there. I know I'm getting looks because I know I'm in my group, that's me. The important thing, as is always, I think, this, you know, one of the basic principles of decluttering, like, deal with it right away. Yeah. When you switch your phone, sort out that old phone now, because a year later, when the battery is dead and, like, the phone won't boot up, you will not be able to remember what was on that phone, if it was important, if it wasn't, did you wipe it, did you not? And then you'll just keep putting it off because you're like, okay, well, I have to go get a new battery now, and I'm not going to do it right now. I'll do it next week. And then there you are sitting with those boxes. So,
yeah. And it's just, yeah, and like with these older phones as well, you can't remember the PIN codes to get in or the passwords. So that's another big issue. So yeah, so this is what we suggest for all your, well, we talked about phones, but actually it'd be for any of the electronic devices that you have. And look at what you can do to first get them all together to declutter them, and then what you can do, whether you can recycle them, give them back to the shop, or get them fixed, or donate them for charity.
If it's in really like one of those old Nokia 3310s and stuff, like, don't sit there holding out for hopefully someone's going to pay you for it. They're not, just donate it, let it go.
The museums have got them already, so they don't need your one. They've mostly got a brand new one from Nokia or from Ericsson anyway. So these are the tips and tricks on how to declutter your phones and any other devices as well, because you can do that. And then, so get them all together from all the drawers, cupboards, bags, everywhere. And then see whether you can exchange them with one of the programs at Apple or Samsung, or donate them or recycle them. Hopefully that will help you get rid of a bit of the clutter.
Well, that's it from us from this week. You can reach out to Shalina by visiting declutterme.com/contact, and more information about the show at declutterme.com/podcast. We'll see you next week.
Bye.